continue our economic growth. I'm George Jeffries with Metal Building Supply Company. It's a great time to start that business dream of yours, or perhaps expand or refurbish your existing facilities. Come see us or call us at 864-295-0506. Talk with me or Kevin Brown about how we can help you. And God bless America.
If you haven't signed up for Seneca's Half Marathon in 5K, you need to go ahead and make a commitment to do it. Whether it's a bucket list, a resolution, maybe you've never thought about running a 5K, but you've always wanted to, well, you can do it. Sign up today, $25, and you're going to get a great gift bag. Things like a dry fit shirt, a sleeve. If you don't know what that is, you can go online, you can check it out. Also, a buff that goes over your face when it's cold outside running. And we've got some more great prizes to give away, too. Julian Davis is going to be there as the start of the race. Bradley's Jewelers going to give away a nice prize, and Henry Ramirez is going to be there greeting you with a smile once you finish the 5K and the half marathon, and a finisher's medal for the half marathoners. And we got cash prizes. It's Race for the Green. Come on out. Spend St. Patrick's Day with us. March 16th at Shaper's Recreation Complex. If you want to check out the website, you can do it. Find out more information at www.seneca.sc.us. It's Seneca's Half Marathon in 5K, March 16th. Sign up today.
Toro's kicking off spring by offering huge savings on lawnmowers during the Toro Spring Sales Event at participating dealers. Save big with up to $1,500 off select models plus special financing for qualified buyers. Now's the time to get a new Toro mower and start enjoying unbeatable performance combined with huge rebates. Offers end March 28th, so hurry in now for Toro's biggest sales event of the year. Visit Toro.com/local to find a dealer near you.
Ships at sea. You want to get in? 654-7627. 654-7627. It's an abbreviated edition of the program today. You can get in if you want. You know, it's interesting. I heard Kelly Quackle on my way in talking about the number one position in Arizona. And, you know, Quack had asked me some time ago about whether I thought Murray could go in the top 15. This was way back. And I said, yeah, I mean, I think there's a chance he goes one. And I think that's where we are, you know, and I don't know that it's necessarily a reflection on Rosen. But, you know, I mean, look, there were some people. Jeremiah loved Rosen in the last draft. Kirk Herbstreit thought Rosen was the best quarterback in the draft. I liked him the least of those quarterbacks. not because he lacked the physical skills. He has the physical skills. He has an elite arm. You know, he has a historically elite arm. But it's everything else. I mean, you know, he's a... The NFL... One of the things that the NFL is historically concerned about is rich kids. They're concerned about kids that are basically too smart for football. Too smart, too wealthy, too anything. You know, if you have an interest in music, if you have an interest if your goal down the road eventually is to be in the medical profession, for example, as Bryce Love's is, the NFL is concerned about those things because they see those things as a lack of commitment to football. And that has been one of the questions, lingering questions about Rosen all along. The other is just as Kwok correctly said, he is a flatliner. I mean, he doesn't, again, it's this leader of men thing. Now, Rosen is smart enough and was during the last draft process to convince people that he felt those things. But I'm not sure he could convince himself. By the way, anybody see that photo of Josh Rosen and Kyler Murray at the Elite 11? Looking at that photo, you might not want to draft either one of them. Rosen looked like there's no way, just in the way he dressed, you wound up thinking, man, there is no way that cat's ever going to be a leader of men. And then Murray looked like a little kid. I mean, Murray really looked like a little kid. You know, one of the questions, and I responded to a four-letter network tweet about this the other day. You know, one of the things is, obviously that offensive line was terrible. Obviously he had no support. You know, Christian Kirk got injured. Mason Cole, the rookie center, got injured. That didn't help him. Then they lost the only speed and athleticism they had at receiver in Christian Kirk. Rosen had, to be fair to Rosen, he had no chance, none. Zero. He's like Mitch Trubisky a year ago. He was in a situation that was not workable. However, what you have to ask yourself if you're Arizona is, if my offensive line isn't any good, then wouldn't I be better with Kyler Murray and his ability, his athleticism and his evasiveness and his ability to just make plays when I don't have any other playmakers? You know, keep in mind, one thing on that situation is that you can still have, you could have both. You know, you could draft Kyler Murray and keep Josh Rosen for a while until you figure it out. I mean, you have both quarterbacks on rookie contracts, so you could easily financially keep both until you figure it out. I don't think they'd be inclined to do that. I think if they go, they're going to go all in. They're going to draft Kyler Murray and they're going to endeavor to trade Josh Rosen. The question is, what is Rosen's trade value? You know, I saw a suggestion the other day that he might be worth a third-round draft pick. I think Rosen has more value than that. Again, because there are a lot of people who liked Rosen as the best quarterback last year. So I think he has more value than that. I would put his value as a round-one draft pick. Not necessarily a high round-one draft pick. I mean, I think he went, 11th a year ago? And I don't think he'd be valued higher than that based on what he did in year one. Again, not fair to him, but perhaps a way to get a value if you do believe in him. I mean, I personally sort of think the best situation for Rosen would be San Diego, because they desperately need a backup to Phillip Rivers. His time is coming to an end, and Rosen is a left coast guy, and he could stay on the left coast, and I think it makes a lot of sense. D-Dub and Easley says, well, would you consider Rosen another Jay Cutler type? Yeah, I mean, that's who I've compared him to in the past. I think that's exactly who he reminds me of. And to me, that's a non-starter. Now, again, could he thrive in a Kingsbury system? Perhaps. You know, remember, that system, the Mike Leach system, has turned all sorts of tomato cans into 5,000-yard passers. And Rosen's better than a tomato can. So, yeah, I mean, there's a chance of that, certainly. You know, he'll have an opportunity. And again, I think this is where we're headed. You know, I heard a caller on my way in, and it was a good call. I think his name was Brad, and he was suggesting, well, you know, maybe they could get Bosa, which is definitely a need, and then come back and, you know, make a deal and then address the quarterback situation later. You just can't do that. In this draft, there are two quarterbacks and question marks. To me, quarterback three is clearly Locke. Again, I am not a Daniel Jones guy. Texter asked, does Rosen remind you a little bit of Flacco? In a way, he's not quite as big as Flacco. When Flacco first came in from Delaware, he actually had a little mobility. That mobility is clearly dwindled through the years. But yeah, I get your point. He has a little bit of that attitude. That, listen, people can call it arrogance. They can call it ego. They can call it whatever they want. At the quarterback position, you need some of that. You need some of that. That's a position that requires that. And it requires you to be a leader of men. Now, there's more than one way to be a leader of men. You can be you don't have to be necessarily a vocal leader of men. But at some point, you have to ask yourself, when a guy, and let's not forget, Jim Mora Jr. on national television criticized his own quarterback. Basically suggested that, you know, he's not a leader. And that he's, what did he say? He said this is what he said. He said he wasn't committed. He basically publicly questioned his level of commitment. And I think that's right. I mean, I don't have any respect for Jim Mora Jr. at all. And I don't respect what he did in that situation, because I don't think you do that type of thing. But, you know, fundamentally, he's still right. And he should know. I mean, he had him up close. And yeah, so those are very legitimate questions about Rosen. Rosen is a dilemma because, again, you know, he has the physical size, traits, attributes to play the position. He's a smart guy. He has ridiculous arm talent. But what you need to ask yourself is, why did it never convert to wins at UCLA? There was talent at UCLA. Why did they never win anything with Josh Rosen? And, you know, when I used to watch Rosen games, a regular Rosen football game was he would throw four touchdowns or three touchdowns, two picks, and he would have five other balls that he threw directly to the defense that people dropped. Rosen threw more balls that should have, could have, would have been picked than any quarterback in the last 10 years. And so, you know, that's the situation Arizona is in. Arizona selected Rosen because they had to. They had no quarterback. He was the next best guy. He was the last of that group. I mean, other than Lamar Jackson. He was the last of that group. And so it was a compulsory pick. It was a compulsory pick. And it's not a pick that I minded, because if I was them, I would have done the same thing. They had no quarterback. You have to have a quarterback. You have to take a shot on his traits. But now you suddenly find yourself in a position where, hey, maybe something better has come along. It's not an indictment on what you did in taking Rosen. It's way too soon for anybody to judge Rosen. And again, I view Rosen in a largely negative light, but I'm not going to just summarily say he has no chance because he has physical attributes. But I am going to say, if a better guy comes along, a guy who fits your system better and has a chance to instill life in your downtrodden program, then you have to take it. What's the word, Ramona? What is the four-letter word that I use to describe what a young quarterback gives an NFL franchise?
Hope.
Hope. Listen, she does listen to the show. Hope. Four-letter word. Buffalo, with Josh Allen, has hope. You can see it. His promise, his potential is off the hook. He's still probably going to be the best quarterback taken in that draft. Baker Mayfield instantly gave Cleveland hope, where they had none. For a quarter century, none. As up and down as Sam Darnold was, he gave the Jets hope. The young quarterbacks, even Lamar Jackson, gave Baltimore fans hope. They had tired of seeing the flatliner Joe Flacco. A young quarterback gives your franchise hope. It invigorates your fan base. Josh Rosen, whether he succeeds or not, you don't get that vibe from Josh Rosen. You don't get that hope vibe. Texas said, would the Patriots give up the 32nd pick for Rosen? I think so. Yes. Yeah, I think so. I think that the Patriots are still in search of a backup, and if something dropped in their lap, given the number of picks they have in this draft, I think so. Now, they have a lot of needs, especially if they're going to let all these cats walk in free agency, starting with Trey Flowers, two defensive tackles, all your wide receivers other than Edelman. None of them are there. I mean, I don't, right at the moment, I don't know what the Patriots are planning on doing at wide receiver next year. Apparently, they're just going to get some guys out of the stands and let Brady deal with it. But yeah, I mean, I think, again, as I've sort of thought for a while, the most likely scenario here is that Murray goes one, and that they do deal Rosen. And then, you know, the number of suitors for Rosen could be, I mean, in theory, it could be the Giants, it could be Miami, could be San Diego, could be New England, could be a team like Pittsburgh. Texas says, well, Brady has 10 good years left. Maybe. Yeah, maybe. You know, the Patriots don't seem any sense of urgency in terms of addressing their quarterback situation. You don't sense any urgency on their part. You know, another little question is this Monday Night Football thing. Before we get a break, Big Bad Bob will get to you on the other side. And in the need to find another guy for the booth. And, you know, a lot of people are singing the praises of Pat McAfee. I'm hearing McAfee mostly him. I mean, McAfee is leading his own one-man campaign for him to join the booth in Monday Night Football. It's been wildly popular on the internet, people picking it up. I'm not so sure about that. I'm not so sure. I mean, a punter? I mean, because that's what he is. We're going to put a punter in the booth. You know, I know people on the internet think he's funny. I don't know. He's okay. Honestly, when I hear him, and I was listening to clips of him the other night, I'll tell you the guy he reminds me of. He sounds just like Bill Walton. He sounds like Bill Walton in his approach and what he says and how he says it. And quite honestly, in the integrity of it, too. In terms of the accuracy, the results of it. I don't know. I think he's like the football version of Bill Walton. Do we really want that in a Monday Night booth? I don't know. If not, who? If not McAfee, who? I think that there are actually odds on this. I believe there are odds on this. I think that Peyton Manning is like, from an odd standpoint, is like the leader in the clubhouse. I have no idea. On the surface, the notion of Peyton Manning sounds okay to me. I mean, I think
that would be good. Well, he has a personality.
Well, he does have a personality. He really knows the game. I mean, there's no question about that. No one is more of a student of the game than Peyton Manning. And every time he's had a chance on Saturday Night Live, he's been great. You know, so there's that element. And then the only question I would have would be, would he be critical enough of fellow players and or guys that he played with? That's always one question I have about all these ex-players is will they be willing to critique their own, which I think is vital. I think it's a vital ingredient, but that would make some sense to me. You want to get in 654-7627, Walt Tip Tula Road Rage, quick break.
For over two decades, Line-X has been unmatched in truck bedliner protection and is committed to providing what you need to customize your truck. Truck gear by Line-X accessories and vehicle sprays combine rugged durability and armor-like protection. Lifts, tires, and wheels bring it all together to truly personalize your pickup to fit your lifestyle. Don't just protect it, Line-X it. Stop by Line-X today and see what's possible.
This is David Chupp. Come see me or my son Trevor at Line-X of Anderson today. It's 2019 and Scores Jewelers is finally in its new home on Civic Center Boulevard in Anderson. Scores Jewelers has grown into the premier jewelry store in the area thanks to you. And guys, if it's time to show her that she's the one you want to make memories with, we're here to make finding the right ring easy. Right now, we have special 36 months no interest financing available. And at Scores, you can compare diamonds side by side to see the difference for yourself. And with one of the largest selections of mountings in the area, finding the right style has never been easier. And best of all, if we don't have it, we can make it specially for you. We have custom design in-house to create whatever she wants. Of all the things we offer, the most important is guidance and expertise. We're here to help make finding the right ring easy and enjoyable. The one thing we don't offer at Scores is high pressure. We want buying a ring to be a pleasant experience. Yes, we'd like to make a sale, but we'd rather make a friend. Friends come back. I'm William Nichols, and I'd like to personally invite you to our new location and experience for yourself the difference at Scores Jewelers.
Don't forget, the Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is a perfect location for wedding rehearsals, large groups, office parties, graduation parties, family reunions, and birthday celebrations. The Blue Heron can also take care of your catering needs. Locally owned and operated, the Blue Heron is proud to serve Tiger fans the finest steaks and freshest seafood around. 405 College Avenue in Clemson. Call 864-653-3354 for reservations. Visit blueheronfood.com for menu and more information.
The Mattress Outlet in Seneca is expanding their showroom to now have the largest available selection of mattresses to choose from than ever before. Save an additional percentage on our already low pricing on Queen and King. And yes, you still get your foundation for free. Choose from our increased selection of Serta and Beautyrest models and take your perfect mattress home today. Open 7 days a week, the Mattress Outlet in Seneca, off Highway 123 across from Chick-fil-A.
You know cars and trucks cost less than Travelers Rest at George Coleman Ford. Did you also know George Coleman Ford is always looking to buy quality pre-owned vehicles from you? Even if you don't buy from them, they can make the process smooth and easy in buying your pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. It's the way George Coleman Ford has been doing business in Travelers Rest for over 86 years and four generations. Whether buying from them or selling to them, trust in George Coleman Ford.
Wants better than Walt Deptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
I don't know what's going on in the world anymore.
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
Girl, you're my angel, you're my darling angel. Closer than my peeps, you are to me.
This is Peeps.
Shorty, you're my angel, you're my.
Hey, I didn't tell you to fade that. You want to get in, 654-767, 654-767. You know, I have a couple of funny things I want to get to. A little blast from the past from the show that I was actually asked about, and I was reminded of it, and I wanted to touch on it again. So we're gonna revisit something a little bit later that's pretty funny. And then I have one unbelievably disgusting, impossibly ugly story for you as well. Actually, I may have two of those stories. You could determine which is the ugliest. And a ton of things to get to. I want to talk about Virginia, Gonzaga. You know, Ramona, we are on some incredible run of picking like winners before the year. You know, before the year, remember we had all the baseball, we had everything in Major League Baseball right except the NL East. Everything else, everything. We even had Oakland as a wild card team. And we had Clemson as a national champion before the year. We had the Rams and Patriots before the year with the Patriots winning. We went 27-6 in the college football preseason totals. And before the year, I gave you Gonzaga, Virginia as my national championship game in basketball. And Gonzaga is one and Virginia is two. And we look like we could be headed exactly for that matchup because those two teams, I think, are playing better than anybody else. And I think they may just be the two best teams, which is what we believe before the year. It makes it boring if we have everything right before the year. I mean, plus, you know, the people who hate that don't have anything to hate on. We need to get some things wrong occasionally.
Yeah.
Big Bad Bob. Bob, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Walt. I need to announce something to everybody. I told Twin Peaks, Walt, this week, and I even invited that guy who collected on his billion.
He can come next week. I think
you know that guy, Bob?
Yeah.
I believe
next week.
Make sure you tell that guy that I need money bad.
Yes, I believe what we're doing is
$881 billion.
Time out, everybody. I think what we're doing is we're moving the Twin Peaks date till next week. Okay, can I still
talk? That's right.
Between you two, I say something?
Okay, all right. Yes. Well, you want me to contribute? Yeah, I was just contributing.
Nice of you to let me talk. Okay.
That guy can come too. Yeah. We won't tell who he is.
Oh yeah, yeah. He can absolutely.
I'll be the one with Bob.
Yeah, he can absolutely.
881 million. Amazing. He's got a lot of friends.
Oh yeah.
Listen, Walt. You've been talking about Murray a while, but I think Rosen.
You know, if that guy comes, we'll tie him up, throw him in the back of the Jeep, and play looped Jesse Palmer until he gives us money.
Right.
About 10 minutes.
Well, I'll give about 10 minutes.
About 10 minutes, he'll be donating all of it to us.
Yeah. Well, I'll get it with Paul Venery and me at the same time. It'd be good. But anyway, I think Rosen had some problems with, or vice versa, whatever, Jim Mora. And when he was a sophomore, Rosen said, I just don't think I want to play football anymore.
I think that's
what he had to explain away.
Yeah, that's so, it. It's that attitude.
Yeah, it's that attitude. But here comes Murray, a little short guy that didn't do anything. I mean, I could call him a short guy. I'm 6'5". But Murray didn't do anything at the combine. But preseason, you said he's
Ramona
Baker Mayfield.
Can call him a short guy.
Ramona can call him a short guy.
I mean, he's short. I mean, yeah, doesn't
5'10" and 9'8". I mean, not 9'8".
He's 5'10". Just over 5'10".
Yeah.
But anyway.
Credit card over 5.
Anyway, you were, as the season went on, you were talking about Oklahoma, and you said if Marquise Brown, and I do believe this, was in play.
I thought they would have beat Alabama if they had had Marquise Brown, but we'll never know that. But I did think that Kyler Murray eventually had a chance to be the number one draft pick because we had just seen it with Baker Mayfield.
Oh, yeah. You told me that a couple of weeks ago. You were talking about that. You said, I asked, you know, when you were talking about, I hope he goes to football. And I said, will he be, he wants to be, before he will take a football contract or whatever, he wants to be in the first round. I asked you that. You said he could probably go number one. But you know something? I think the people are basing that on what he did during his college years and what you're talking about and also, Kingsbury, didn't he try to draft? I mean, not draft him. Didn't he recruit him for Texas Tech?
I just think that Kingsbury is a college coach, and he has great familiarity with Kyler Murray, who played his high school football in Texas, won all 42 games he ever played. Right. I mean, Kyler Murray has only lost a couple games as a starter ever in his whole football career. He went 42-0 in high school, and he really only played the year at Oklahoma, you know, and so he has a record that's almost unscathed, you know.
He's been a winner.
Exactly.
He's a freak, but you know, and I think Baker Mayfield opened up this thing about that somebody can do well, but Rosen, they're already trying to trade him off. I'm reading all these articles about Murray 1. They're trying to trade off Rosen. And they said if they pick Bosa, if Arizona picked Bosa, they're talking about Washington Redskins wants Murray, Miami wants Murray, New York Giants may take Murray, et cetera, et cetera. So they're going to have to go for him. But I thought about this. If they take Murray number one, there's a possibility that Tua could go number one next year, right?
I think Justin Herbert. I think Justin Herbert will be the number one pick in next year's draft.
Oh, okay. Well, Trevor will be 2020. I hope 2021. Excuse me. I hope so. Trevor Lawrence. But Walt, you've been talking about it. All this draft stuff. It just fascinates me. But who knows what's going to happen? They could pick Urmo Farquhar. Who knows? But Anyway,
all right, Bob.
I enjoy listening about the draft. Go Tigers, basketball. Thanks, Walt.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it. Texter, I've had four texters so far asking about a comp between Rosen and Cutler. And yes, I mean, I think that's very viable. Texter says, is Rosen just another Cutler but with a lesser arm? He's actually Cutler with a pretty similar arm. I mean, his arm is quite similar in talent to Jay Cutler. I mean, he's just that similar to the guy. And again, you need a leader at that position above all else. You need somebody. Look, Baker Mayfield went to Cleveland, and in his way, it's not just his on-field play, it's his attitude. He lifted that entire franchise. He gave him something to believe in. He made them feel better about themselves. For the first time ever, those other guys on the team felt like, man, we maybe can win with this cat. Well, that's what Kyler Murray gives you, because all he's ever done is win. Whereas Josh Rosen, all he's ever done is lose. I mean, that's the real problem. You know, you can look at the numbers, you can look at the arm, you can look at the traits, you know, again, and you look at those elements, there are a lot of things to like about Rosen. But fundamentally, all he's ever done is lose. That's all he's ever done. He's a guy who knows losing. Which is why, again, I think when you look at Kingsbury, an imaginative guy, who, quite honestly, may be over his head. I mean, only time will tell that. You know, but an imaginative guy who will run, you believe, in an imaginative offense and use a lot of those college principles. And as such, you would think a guy like Murray is a perfect guy to build on. Now, one thing I will say, from a Murray standpoint, this is about as bad a situation as you can go to. And that was true with Rosen as well. Meaning, you know, when the Kansas City Chiefs jumped up to get Patrick Mahomes, they didn't throw Patrick Mahomes into that situation at Arizona. They threw him into a situation with Andy Reid as coach, weapons all over the field. You know, the Chiefs were not a bad football team. They were a team picking at the end of round one, the latter stages of round one, who jumped way up to go get him. You know, when Houston landed Deshaun Watson, Houston wasn't a bad football team. They had issues some, but they were a playoff team. The point here with Kyler Murray is, if Murray goes to Arizona, he is truly going to a bad football team. He is going to a football team, even the Baker Mayfield thing. Mayfield went one, but make no mistake about it, there was a lot of young talent on Cleveland already. A lot of young talent. They were just waiting for somebody to come in and lead them. But there was ability there. You can't look at Arizona like that. You look at Arizona and there's a lot of nothing. I mean, there are a few players, but that's a mess of a situation. So one thing I will say is, if Kyler Murray does go to Arizona, I don't think people's expectations should necessarily be Baker Mayfield, because I think Arizona's going to require more fixing than that. Had Patrick Mahomes going to Arizona, there would have been no MVP for Patrick Mahomes. All right? We wouldn't have been talking about a guy throwing for 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns. We would have been talking about a guy running for his life and trying to make plays. Honestly, Patrick Mahomes would have been right back in the situation he was in at Texas Tech, which was he put up enormous numbers and lost. Remember, there was a game where Patrick Mahomes at Texas Tech threw for nearly 800 yards and lost. That's right. There was a game at Texas Tech where they played Oklahoma and they were playing Baker Mayfield. And Mahomes threw for, I want to say, like 775 yards. So he threw for something like that in one game. And he lost. He lost to Baker Mayfield in Oklahoma because Mayfield threw for like 560 in the same game. Somebody find me the actual stats on that game, but that's my recollection. Those two went head-to-head, and Patrick Mahomes threw for over 700 yards, and Mayfield threw for 550, 560, and Mahomes threw for over 700 and lost. Well, again, had he gone to Arizona, that would have been his existence. There wouldn't have been winning. there wouldn't have been playoffs. There wouldn't have been, you know, there wouldn't have been 5,000-yard season. There wouldn't have been MVP. There wouldn't have been any of that stuff. So, you know, there's going to be – there's a lot of work to do at Arizona. They actually are a bad team. They don't have enough young talent anywhere. So, and they've got to get weapons. You know, again, some of these young quarterbacks are either enhanced by the situation that they walk into or they're damaged. Like, for example, one we've talked about many times is Jared Goff going to Jeff Fisher. Kelly and Kwok had mentioned this earlier. Again, an unworkable situation. A Neanderthal dinosaur bone collector as head coach who wasn't interested in quarterbacks and young quarterbacks especially and had no intent of doing anything to help them. If you draft a young quarterback, your first operating principle has to be this. We are going to do everything humanly possible to help him. Another guy who walked into a bad situation, Sam Darnold with the Jets. Darnold has nobody. Darnold is in a situation like Trubisky. Trubisky walked into a terrible situation in Chicago. Had absolutely the worst wide receiving core I've seen in the NFL in 30 years. Had no chance of success, none. And people gave up on him after 1 year. People gave up on Goff after a year with Jeff Fisher. And then McVay came along and fixed Goff and Nagy and company came along and fixed the Bears and added receivers. And next thing you know, Trubisky had weapons. And we last saw him losing in the playoffs. He threw for, 330 yards in that game and looked great. Sam Darnold, the Jets basically didn't draft any offensive football players for a decade. It's hard to win in a league that's all about offense when you don't have any. And Darnold has no help. Now, Darnold has still some concerns. Of that group of quarterbacks last year, the weakest arm is actually Darnold. He had the worst arm out of all those round one quarterbacks. And decision-making is still an issue for him. But he still has a lot of potential. He still has a lot of potential, but you've got to help him. You've got to play to his strengths. You've got to surround him with some people. You've got to give him some people to throw to. I mean, the offensive situation with the New York Jets is an abomination. And so, you know, it does matter where these guys go. It also matters the philosophy. Again, if you're going to draft Kyler Murray, then Andy Reid it. Now, you got to have to get those weapons. You can't just do that overnight. But you have to play to his strengths. And oh, by the way, this is not to say that Kyler Murray can't be a pocket passer. There is a misconception about Kyler Murray that he's Lamar Jackson. That's not true. The vast majority of his time at Oklahoma, he in this year, he was a pocket passer. He stood in the pocket and threw the ball. That's really what he is. He's not Lamar Jackson. There are some planned runs for him. But it wasn't like Lamar Jackson at Louisville. Now, you can take Kyler Murray and you can have him throw from the pocket out of shotgun, and you can also boot him and waggle him and, you know, same thing. All these things and get him outside the pocket. And you do need to play to all of his relative strengths. And if you do that, I think you're going to be rewarded with the best quarterback in the draft. Now, if you try and put him in a box, maybe not so much. In that case, if you're the Giants and that's your belief, then you should go with a guy like Haskins. We'll take a quick break. You want to get in, Walt Tiptula Road Rage, 654-7627, 654-7627. We'll be right back.
This Wednesday, Brad Brunell and his Tigers hit the road for the last time this regular season as they travel to Indiana to take on the Notre Dame Fighting Irish in hoops action in hopes of bringing home a huge victory. Pre-game starts at 8:30 p.m. with a 9 p.m. first tip right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch every exciting minute on the flagship station for Clemson basketball, 105.5 The Roar.
Hey guys, this is Taj Boyle with Lakeside Lodge Clemson.
It's been a great year for Tiger football and for Lakeside Lodge. We want to say thank you for welcoming us to the Clemson family. Construction is well underway, and there are a handful of luxury condos remaining. If you haven't gotten yours yet, call us today to schedule a tour or come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard. Trust me, you'll want to be a part of this Lakeside Lodge, Clemson. It belongs here, and so do you.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Start your day off right with a country ham biscuit. Traditionally cured, grilled country ham served on a made-from-scratch biscuit. For a limited time, get 2 country ham biscuits for just $3. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Did you know you can spray Lion-X on just about anything that needs protection? How about adding a non-slip grip to your axe? Or how about a park bench, a trailer, van life, work truck, motorcycle? Think outside the bed liner and Lion-X it.
Call us today at Line X of Anderson.
Rely on EnviroMulch for your outdoor project. With all the rain we've had, they can help with rock crush and run along with 57 stone for your erosion, flooding driveway, and water pooling issues. Order online at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
S.H. Carter Development, Inc. is a family-owned construction and demolition company located in Greenville, South Carolina. The last name of Carter is directly associated with quality construction, and with over 50 years of experience, S.H. Carter Development, Inc. strives daily to meet the expectations that are associated with the family name. S.H. Carter is a licensed general contracting firm that specializes in demolition and roll-off container rental in the upstate South Carolina area. S.H. Carter prides itself on honesty and integrity to achieve a high standard of work. S.H. Carter, Inc.
The Blue Heron in Clemson has weeknight specials for everyone. Monday night, enjoy a 3-course gourmet meal for only $30. Tuesday is sushi night. Buy one, get one half price. Join them on Wino Wednesday for $10 select bottles. Thursday night, enjoy a burger and a beer for $10 at the downstairs bar. The Blue Heron, locally owned and operated. 405 College Avenue in Clemson. Call 864-653-3354 for reservations. Visit blueheronfood.com for menu and more information.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why can't more things in life be customizable? Why can't I buy Neapolitan ice cream without strawberry? Can't I just have the chocolate and vanilla flavors I'm comfortable with? Do people even want a fruity ice cream flavor sandwiched right between the classics?
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
Crude LED, founded and managed by technocrats, is a lighting supplier and a solutions provider for a wide range of lighting needs for residential and commercial use, along with specialized lighting needs like LED signage and sign lighting products. Our commitment to our contractors and facility maintenance managers is to provide a unique and high-quality lighting solution for their customers from our broad selection of in-stock products. Continuous analysis of the current LED market allows us to introduce new products with the latest lighting technologies and designs. Designs that deliver for the end user and allow installers to save time putting them in place. We strive to deliver certified and high-quality, long-lasting products with competitive pricing. We're focused on providing best-in-class customer service and have a large enough on-hand inventory to handle the largest projects. Call us at 864-401-8156 or email us at sales@crude-led.com to put us to work for you today.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Hit in the backfield, fumbles the ball, and it's scooped up. Pitney comes away with it. He caused the fumble, and he also picks it up.
We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Hey,
out the wheel. We're going downtown in the middle of the night.
Walt Diptula Road Rage, WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Let me tell you about my friends at Earth Creations and Optinos. Now, I went up to Traveler's Rest and I met with Donald and his family. Family-owned business, state-of-the-art facility, manufactured in the U.S. for over 40 years. It is an unbelievable facility. It is football fields and football fields. It is endless. You just keep walking and walking and walking. And the lab itself is just enormous. You know, and everyone in the whole place outside of the initial office when you walk in has hats and masks on. The bottlers, the you know, it's an amazing deal. And I was there to see and learn about an incredible product, Optinos, which is basically taking over the market. It's the most advanced product of its kind. Optinos is clinically proven to increase your stamina, gain lean muscle, improve your overall physique. Here's the thing. Our bodies naturally use only 10 to 25% of the protein we consume for muscle building. With Optinos, using over 70% of the protein that you consume will be used for muscle repair and development rather than just being used as fuel. You'll build muscles big, fast, just how you want. You'll improve your physique like seemingly overnight. Optinos is working on a genetic level. It's genetically engineered so your body is utilizing more carbs and fats for energy, and it stores the protein directly into your muscle tissue. So Optinos, you combine muscle building with increased endurance. This combo means you get back into shape faster. The clinical studies prove it. Optinos will let you work out with more frequency, with much less soreness. You'll be able to run further, bike further, hit the gym harder, do it again tomorrow without a second thought. You'll increase stamina. You'll gain lean muscle. You'll improve your overall physique. You'll look good. You'll feel good. You'll improve recovery. It's for men and women. It's all natural. It's proven safe, clinically tested. This is Optinos. As always, consult your physician before beginning any regimen. Go to upstatemuscle.com. That's upstatemuscle.com. By the way, you get 30 pills. I say pills all the time. It's capsules. 30 red capsules. And let me try this one more time. Get 90 capsules in a bottle, all right? 90 capsules in a bottle. It's $30. You take 3 per day at your largest protein meal. And that's it. That's it. It couldn't be more affordable. Again, it's like $30 a bottle. You just go to upstatemuscle.com, upstatemuscle.com, and order yours. You will thank me later. You want to get in, 654-7627, 654-7627. All right, I hate to do this to you. This is your sign. This is today's sign of the apocalypse, the end of the world. I don't remember any of this. I don't recall this. I asked other people. One person did, but no one else did. Everyone remember Kellen Winslow Jr. or Kellen Winslow II, the former NFL tight end, former star Miami Hurricane tight end? Former NFL tight end Kellen Winslow II was placed in jail without bail on Monday after new charges against him alleged he engaged in lewd conduct in front of a 77-year-old woman in a Southern California gym last month. On Tuesday, he was accused of 2 counts of lewd conduct, along with 1 count each of battery of an elder and willful cruelty to an elder. All charges are considered misdemeanors. Winslow had been out of bail following arrest in June on burglary charges. Days later, he was also charged with 9 sex crimes. Winslow was accused... I am totally lost as to this friggin' story. Winslow was accused of raping 2 women in their 50s and breaking into the homes of 2 other women with the intent of raping them. Their ages 71 and 86.
I don't remember this. I would have remembered this story.
The incidents were alleged to have occurred between March 2018 and June 2018. I'm sorry. I don't get this. This is the part I do not understand. How do you have a guy who allegedly raped 2 women and was intent on raping an 86-year-old and a 71-year-old? How is he out of jail to violate the terms of anything. I don't
right.
get it.
Why did he?
How is he walking around?
So he
around?
Got out on like probation
yeah.
or something?
He violated the terms of his probation.
How can he be? How can you let somebody out like that? You don't let those people out.
After here's more. After originally being held without bail, when a judge said he, quote, presented a threat to society, you think?
There you go.
You think he raped two women, two older women, and he was intent on raping two grandmothers.
That's disgusting.
He posted what? $2 million bail in July and was released from jail. He remained out on bail at the time of the most recent incident. I'm sorry.
So he was out on bail waiting on a trial for these other accusations.
How on earth?
While he was out, he did this other stuff.
Right. How on earth can he be anywhere but prison? I mean, this is the problem with this whole stupid, sick society. This guy is a friggin' nutcase who should be in jail every day the rest of his life and should never see the light of day. You should put him 100 feet underground and bury him there.
I agree. I mean, I don't understand. What? Why would you even?
How?
If they let him out on bail because of what? Because he hadn't been found guilty yet. He still need people like that need to stay until their trial and then go to jail and just.
No. Now, look, if the judge said he presented a threat to society, then why allow for bail?
Well, then how? Yeah. How did he grant bail? If he thought he was a threat,
right,
the judge said he was a threat and then said, okay, we'll take the bail.
You cannot in any way, shape, or form let that guy out for a second. I mean, what do you think he's going to do? You apparently know that he allegedly raped two women. And then he, according to you, he tried to rape two others who were 71 and 86. This guy's not just a demented racist. He's also a sicko nutcase, if these things are true.
So, and then while he was out, he assaulted a woman in a gym?
Yeah, a 77-year-old woman.
Oh my gosh. So is he finally back in jail? I mean, they're not going to let him out a second time, right?
There's more. It's not over. Winslow, Texas is saying because it's California. I guess so. Texas says, the rest of this article says, Winslow also faces rape charges after a woman came forward last year to allege he raped her in 2003 when she was 17. Winslow, who was 19 at the time, is accused of raping the then high school student when she was unconscious. You people are maggots. You know what? This guy, if all this stuff is true, this guy is as sick an individual as is walking the planet. But you know what? He's not at fault for what he just did. You are. Because this guy's sick and can't help himself, but you knew what he was and you let him out.
I can't believe in one sentence you could say he's a danger and then let him out. How do you say that? How does that come out of your mouth? And then you go, a bell granted.
You know.
That doesn't make any sense. Yeah. The two things don't match.
Yeah, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Judge, you know when you won't let him out? When he rapes your grandmother. When he does it to somebody in your family, that's when you won't let him out. I mean, for the life of me, I don't understand any of this. None of it. Not a single element of it. It's one of the most disgusting things I have ever heard. Ever. Ever. And again, if all these allegations are true, this guy is as sick an individual as we've ever seen. If all these things are true. But you know what? Again, he can't help himself. That's who he is. But you had a chance to throw him in jail and throw away the key and keep him there and not let him hurt anybody else. And you didn't keep him there. You let him, you stated that he's a danger to society and then you let him post bail and walk out. I just, I don't even pretend to get it. I mean, we, as a society, here's a novel idea. Start protecting the innocent. Stop worrying about the rights of this guy.
That's the truth.
Start protecting the innocent. Start protecting the guy that this guy would harm. I mean, honestly, how many people in this country, if this guy attacked your grandmother, how many people in this country would let him even live to see a criminal procedure? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand.
I mean, I don't have a grandmother, but if this guy did that to my grandmother, he'd never see a trial. he'd never see a trial. There wouldn't be any trial. There'd be the bottom of a swamp somewhere for him. That's the only trial he would need. I'm telling you, I don't get any of it. I don't get any of it. Texas is saying to me that murder is the only charge where there's no bail allowed. The court can set high bail. Well, you know what? Then set it at $10 billion. How about that? How about that? Set it at $10 billion.
Well, if that's true, then that's terrible because this crime should be the same. If that's true.
Exactly right.
I mean, that's just ridiculous.
Exactly right. I mean, there's got to be a way to keep them there. And again, if it's the amount, then I'm pretty sure it's feasible for a judge to set an amount that he knows there's no way he can raise.
I imagine he can set whatever he wants.
Right.
But these grandmothers, they're old. What if something happened to them because of what happened?
Of course.
What if they had heart attacks or strokes or something?
Yeah, here's your bail. Here's your bail. Your bail's $100 million. See if you can get the lottery winner in South Carolina to help you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let me tell you about First Class Hall. I told you it was a bad story. First Class Hall, there's nobody in the industry like this. They're the best. If you own a Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota, you need to get yourself to First Class Hall. Set up an appointment. Trust me, you'll thank me later. It's incredible. They just do an incredible job. How many testimonials do we get, Ramona? We had more yesterday. We had more yesterday.
Yeah, we get them every time you mention them. We get somebody that talks about their customer service.
They are,
it's incredible.
Right. These are unsolicited testimonials we're getting. If you are paying attention and you own a Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota, do yourself a favor. I'm trying to help you. Bring your vehicle to First Class Hall in Anderson or Greenville. They only hire the best. Their team has decades and decades of experience, every single one of them. They know these vehicles inside and out. They give you a 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty, free roadside assistance, free shuttle to get you back and forth, or you can stay and have coffee and snacks. This is First Class Hall. Right now, in March, I have specials for you. $100 off any timing belt special, $25 off front or rear brake pad replacement and rotor resurfacing, $12 e-gift card, $5 e-gift card. This is our friends at First Class Hall in Anderson, 260-9600, 260-9600 in Greenville, 297-1212, 297-1212. Walt Tiptoe Road Rage, quick break.
Broadcasting from the Priority One Security Studios, where sports is our priority. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Hey guys, this is Michael Thacker with Lakeside Lodge Clemson sales team. If you haven't heard about this project yet, you need to know about it. Lakeside Lodge is Clemson's first condo hotel opening this fall. We still have studios, 2 bedrooms, and 3 bedroom condos available, but they are selling fast. Call us today at 864-775-5500 to schedule a visit. You'll want to be part of this. Visit us at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard to secure your spot today.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for 4 generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Join us at the 3rd annual Big Splash Sales event at Clemson Marina. kick off the boating season with the biggest boat sales event of the year with discounts up to $3,000 off select Veranda luxury pontoons, Monterey sports boat, an express fishing boat powered by Yamaha outboards. Enjoy local vendors, kids entertainment, a catfish fry, and discounted drinks from the grill. We'll see you Saturday, March 9th at Clemson Marina, your authorized Veranda, Express, Monterey, and Yamaha outboards dealer.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light.